Hey, I'm Scott.
I'm Kirsten.
I'm Mitch.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Kevin.
And we're Panasonic.
I'm Steve Perry.
This is Jewel.
This is Anne Murray.
This is Michael Sinatra. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I wanted to talk a little about Christmas songs that aren't really Christmas songs. Pretty sure you know what those are. You've heard them, maybe even on The Sounds of Christmas, and you've probably said something like, that's not a Christmas song. I have too. Some have a tenuous grasp on the season. Maybe they were in a Christmas movie. Maybe someone recorded one and put it on their Christmas album. While Baby, It's Cold Outside is one of the first ones I think of in this category, I already did an episode on that, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes, but I don't think I'm going to rehash that one. Instead, let's start with Leonard Cohen's magnificent song, Hallelujah. The often-covered song was originally released in 1984. As difficult as it is to believe now, back then, the song remained untouched for 7 years. In 1991, John Cale covered it, making it into a much smoother version that's similar to many of the versions you hear today. A few years later, Jeff Buckley put his stamp on it, much closer to John Cale's version than the original, and nearly every version that has been recorded since then has been closer to Jeff Buckley's than the original. But even through all of that, and into the covers that followed, including Rufus Wainwright's version that was used in the first Shrek movie, the song hadn't made the leap to Christmas. While Susan Boyle is often credited as the first to put Hallelujah on a Christmas album, that wasn't until 2010. Chris Botti performed an instrumental version on his album December in 2002. Regardless of who was first, the trend has carried on with versions on Christmas albums from many, including Lindsey Stirling, Fantasia, and Pentatonix, just to name a few. In 2012, I think, the band Cloverton gained some notoriety when their video of Christmas Hallelujah went viral on YouTube. The band had changed some of the lyrics to make it more of a Christmas song, and this version was later recorded by the Osmonds. Aside from those versions, the majority of them stick to Leonard Cohen's lyrics, which really have nothing at all to do with Christmas. That hasn't stopped others from adding it to their Christmas albums. In fact, Pentatonix not only recorded that for one of their Christmas albums, but that's also the name of their current tour. Speaking of Pentatonix, and not to pick on them, but they recently recorded a version of Pure Imagination from the 1970s movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Clay Aiken has a version on his Christmas album that came out just last month. What a Wonderful World has also shown up on Christmas albums. The latest, I think, is on Steve Perry's new one, The Season 3. Steve's album also includes the song Call Me Irresponsible, which doesn't have anything to do with Christmas either, though I'd be really surprised if that somehow turned into a trend. But those are more or less anomalies that may or may not continue to become a part of the Christmas music canon. Here are some that have already become ingrained in the annual holiday celebrations, though they really don't have anything to do with Christmas. First, the snow songs. There's the song Snow from the movie White Christmas that probably gets connected because of its use in that movie, like Count Your Blessings instead of Sheep, also in that movie, and a very nice sentiment, but it's not about Christmas. Or snow. So let's keep moving. Let It Snow, Winter Wonderland, Marshmallow World, and Sleigh Ride don't have anything to do with Christmas, really. Nothing religious, nothing about Santa, nothing about the holiday, just about playing or walking in a snowy area. Historically, most of the United States won't even see snow at Christmas. Then there's Frosty the Snowman. That was recorded originally in 1950 and it doesn't mention anything about Christmas. It wasn't until the animated Rankin-Bass special in 1969 that Christmas magic was mentioned as the reason Frosty came to life, but that still never entered into the song. My Favorite Things is also found on lots of Christmas albums. It was first recorded in 1959 by Mary Martin and then covered by a bunch of artists including Leslie Uggam, Sarah Vaughan, Julius LaRosa, Perry Como, Jack Jones, Joni James, and Edie Gourmet before it wound up in The Sound of Music, performed, of course, by Julie Andrews. The song mentions some things associated with Christmas, sleigh bells, snowflakes, and packages tied up with strings, but Christmas is never mentioned. Dog bites and bee stings are, though. Jingle Bells, originally written under the title One Horse Open Sleigh, then changed to Jingle Bells over 150 years ago, has nothing to do with Christmas. Some claim it was written as a Thanksgiving song, others that it was written about riding sleighs to a tavern in Massachusetts. While it was written in the mid-1800s, it didn't become associated with Christmas until Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters recorded it in 1943. Then there's Jingle Bell Rock, which has its own sordid history that I won't repeat here, but you can find a link down in the show notes to a previous episode where all that was discussed. While it was intended as a Christmas dance song, Jingle Bell Rock never actually mentions anything about Christmas. So maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And really, that's true for every song I mentioned here. If one of these songs, or one of the countless others, feels like a Christmas song to you, then it is a Christmas song to you. We all observe and celebrate the holidays in our own ways. Some of those ways may overlap, and some may not, and that's okay. Whatever works for you, whatever gives you that little spark of Christmas spirit, that counts. Whether it's Jingle Bell Rock, or Hallelujah. It's kind of like the back and forth you hear every year about the movie Die Hard. A lot of people say it's not a Christmas movie, and they even find it ridiculous and possibly a little insulting that anyone would suggest that it was a Christmas movie. On the other hand, and the way I feel, the movie depends on Christmas for its entirety. It takes place at a building where there's a Christmas party, and it has to be Christmas because other than the party, the whole building is empty. There's no other time of the year that would be possible. But I digress. And I really don't want to turn this episode into an argument about Die Hard's Christmasness. I just think that, as far as music goes, anything you like that feels like Christmas to you counts. And I hope you hear plenty of that on The Sounds of Christmas. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support The Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.